Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God. Hallelujah for your fix at six. Amen. On today. Amen. Pastor Keeping It Real could not be here, so I am stepping in his place today. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil this afternoon. Praise God. My soul says yes. You know, this kind of took me back for a minute. Praise God. I started to get up and do a couple steps. Because, Lord Jesus, do we need to do a praise and a shout in the Lord. Amen. So I thank God for my soul says yes. And I'll go where you send me and I'll say what you want me to say, Lord. Anybody with me today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Well, today, amen. I kind of just sat back and tried to hear what the Lord wants to say. And I know this is not my show, praise God, but this is your fix at six, amen. And I know that Pastor Keeping It Real, McNeil, he does, his show, praise God, and it's really a good show that he does because he tried to keep it real with the people of God. And we all do that, and I thank God for his ministry. But today I want to go to Acts, the second chapter something God was laying on my heart. Acts, the second chapter, verses 1 to 4, praise God, because we need another touch from, somebody say, I need another touch from the Lord. Lord, do it again. Just say, Lord, do it again for me, praise God, hallelujah. Do it again, Lord. Do it again. That's my title today. Do it again, Lord. Amen. So here I'm going to read, you know what? The Lord needed me to do something. Lord, let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. I lift you up, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, but I ask that you, Lord God, clear the airways right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray right now, yes, Holy Spirit, that your word, God, will go into the hearts of your people, Father God, starting with myself, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask that you endow us with the Holy Ghost and your power, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said distance is not a barrier, Father God, so I speak, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I speak, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking that you do a new thing in us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And we say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you, Lord God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only you can give, oh God. So now, Father, as I step out the way, allow the Holy Ghost to take control, God, on today. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, y'all, come on. Let's go with me today. Praise God. The Bible in Acts, the second chapter, starting at verse number 1, it says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, come on, fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, however you want to say it, the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now hear me. As the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God. Amen. Praise God for that word. You know, I was looking at something, and it was telling me like a little story. And I look at this sermon, which deals with our needs for another Pentecost experience in our own lives. We need another experience of the Pentecost of the Holy Ghost. What God did for 120 in the upper room, he wants to do for us today. Oh, come on, I want to talk to you. I heard a story about an older couple that had finished their lunch and made their way into the living room to prepare themselves for an afternoon nap in their recliners. You know how the old people do, praise God, hallelujah. They retire, they go sit down. They were both about to doze off when the grandfather clock began to chime, signifying the new hour. It began one time, two times, three times, and all the way to 13 times. And the husband turned to the wife and asked, what time is it? What time is it? The wife said, I don't know, but it's later than it ever been before. We already know that. It's later than it's ever been before. Now, I'm convinced that we are living in the last days. Come on, Holy Ghost. And the spirit of this age is doing anything and everything in its power to lead us away from God. As we look around at the moral, you know, this world, praise God, our nation, we have to admit that it's not good. Come on, somebody. There is a child being abused in churches. Come on, somebody. They taking steroids in at the ballpark now, and drugs in the mountains, and violence at polls, and profanity and homosexuality that nobody wants to talk about on television, and sex at the middle school parties. Come on, somebody. We're living in the last days. As one man said, today we live in the midst of a crooked deal. We always say in the Bible, a crooked generation. Pet pills and cheap thrills, and sometimes you can't tell the jacks from the jills. Come on, somebody. Several years ago, someone asked Billy Graham why he was trying to set the church back 100 years with his evangelistic crusade. To which he responded, 100 years. He said, well, excuse me. I'm trying to set it back 2,000 years. Come on, somebody. Church, people of God, we need a fresh outpouring of the presence of God again in our hearts. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. And in our lives. As the human race, our glory is not, for there are many animals with more strength than us. Come on. Neither is our glory in our intellect. But our glory as human life is in our spiritual nature. We have a living soul. Come on, Holy Ghost. Ah, Shatoko Dabashanda. We have a living soul. When we were created good and holy. We were created a moral agent fitted for life in Christ. And it was from the beginning established that God could not live in the wickedness. However, when we were created, we were given the ability to choose. Somebody said we were given the ability to choose. However, in the garden, Adam and Eve chose to sin. We already know that. What am I saying today? We need another filling of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. I'm already filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm already filled with the things of God, but I need another touch from Jesus. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. I don't know if we need another touch from the Lord. I don't know if you need another refilling from the Lord. I don't know, praise God, if you feel like you cannot go a little farther, praise God, but I need another touch from God. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, the Bible says in Romans 5:12, wherefore as one, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. For that all have sinned. Because of this, every man is born into sin. We are born with the carnal nature on the inside. But about 2,000 years ago, God gave his own son to provide the remedy for this carnal nature. He provided a way for the complete removal of this carnal nature. I don't know about you, praise God, but hallelujah, glory to God. When I was out in the street, praise God, it took God a long time, amen, to, praise God, to get me the right way, praise God. And I don't know about you and how long God is dealing with you and how God is trying to change you to be holy. Come on, somebody. We all fall short of the glory of God, but God is trying to change our nature. He's trying to give us another touch. He's trying to give us another boost. He's trying to give us another impartation, but we got to stop moving out the way and allow him to do what he's going to do in our lives. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. He sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in our hearts by faith. Somebody say, by faith, by faith, by faith. Oh, shut up. This evening, I want to take another look back at a short story, what took place in the upper room, and I hope to encourage our hearts and band together in prayer that God will once again pour out, pour out his presence upon us. We need the presence of God to come back to the church. I'm not talking about no other Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the true Holy Ghost where we're back in Azusa and all the ones, amen, praise God, that people came to the house of God and they got healed, they got delivered, they got set free, and then they began to add upon the church when they got free. Oh, come on, somebody, y'all got to talk to me today. Praise God. I want to see that again. I'm asking God, like, God, help us leaders, amen, to get back in a place, amen, praise God, that we pursue your presence again. My God, I give you glory. What they had, we need. I am praying, do it again, Lord. Do it again. Do it again, Lord. There has been promise given. Jesus promised the disciples in Luke 24, 46 to 49. Thus it is written that thus it behooves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached. Oh, come on. Preach in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witness of those things, and behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endowed with power from on high. John the Baptist said in Matthew 2:11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. Come on, help me, God. But he that cometh after me, is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Oh, come on, somebody. He shall baptize you with Holy Ghost. See, you got to understand, praise God, there is another level that God wants to take us to. Praise God. We get so satisfied with where we at, but God says, go deeper, go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. Who I'm talking to today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. It's nothing wrong with going in a prayer. They can call you all day what they want to, holy, roly, whatever they want to call you, praise God. But you've been in this thing too long, praise God, to put things aside. You've been in this thing too long. You done suffered so long, praise God. You can't stop, praise God. You got to keep going, praise God. We need another fire on the. We need another fire on the inside. God promised in Isaiah 44:3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon dry ground. I will pour my spirit on thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. There's a promise. See, it's not only for you, but you hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, praise God, blessings upon your own offspring. Jesus promised in John 7:37-39, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. Oh, come on, somebody. Let him come unto me, Jesus, and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Is your belly flowing? Come on, somebody. Is it bubbling up? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. God keeps his promises, y'all. When he says he is going to do something, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, he does it. The disciples did not just happen to gather in the upper room. I know y'all preachers out there, praise God, y'all got a whole nother word, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I know God is going to take us deeper with the because we need a deeper dose of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. I'm not talking about any old kind of ghost. I'm talking about the Spirit of the living God. I'm talking about the Spirit that comes from heaven. I'm talking about the open heaven. Amen. Praise God that while you were yet praying, he's pouring out. While you were yet reading, he's pouring out. While you were yet going through, he's pouring out. While you are yet talking to your family, he's pouring out. My God, I give you the glory. Come on, somebody say, go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. But he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet come. God keeps his promise. When he says he is going to do something, he does it. The disciples did not just happen to gather in the upper room, but they were there because Jesus had promised them that he would pour the Holy Spirit upon them. And that is why they were there. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:9 tells us that God is not slack concerning his promises. When he said something, he will do it. I'm afraid that in our days we have decided that God does not want to sanctify us. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost. Somehow many have come to the conclusion that we just don't fit the bill somehow, and it won't happen for us. And see, that's a lack of faith, because let me just say something to you, praise God. Some of you have been going through so long, and some, praise God, I don't know who I'm talking to, but sometimes you lose hope, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. And when you feel like you're losing hope, and you feel like hope is walking out the door and faith is walking out the door, it is time to muster up another prayer before God and ask God to fill you again. Fill you again. Fill me, God. Fill me. Give me the overflow. Fill my cup to it. Oh, Shatta. It won't. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. It won't even fit no more in it. We need God in this season, praise God. There is so many people that's hurting out there. There is so many people that's turning their back. There are so many leaders, amen, that's walking away. There are so many leaders that's so discouraged because they forgot to go back to the altar. We are rebuilding the altar. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost, today. God said, rebuild the altar. Here we go again. Rebuild my altar, praise God. We just don't walk into the church. We have to have the intercessors praying. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. The intercessors need to be praying. They need to be praying before you even start ministry. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. That way when you can clear the atmosphere, that way God can move the way he want to move. My God, I give you the glory. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. There is just no way that we can live a holy life before God and man. But Jesus had promised, and what he says he will do. You know, a lot of times I like to go back and look at different preachers, and I very rarely do that because I try not to share information from too many preachers, because I remember a long time ago my bishop told me, you can't read everything and you can't put everything in you, praise God, hallelujah, but God will give you some things, amen, praise God, to read, praise God. So I'm very careful of what I read and what I put in, but as I was reading, D.L. Moody, amen, said, trust in yourself. He said, trust in yourself and you are doomed to be disappointed. Trust in your friends and they will die and leave you. Come on, somebody. Trust in reputation. We got to trust God. Somebody say, trust God. A lot of times we got all these cliches and we got all these words that we want to say, praise God, and then we get all messed up, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, and some slanderous tongue may blast it, praise God, but trust in God, and you are never to be confounded in this time or in eternity. Amen. Praise God. There is time, amen, that God will give you testimony when he said, I have held many things in my hands, and I have lost them all, praise God. But whatever I have placed in God's hand, that is still possessed. Come on, somebody shout with God today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Whatever you put in God's hand, whatever you put in the Lord's hand, praise God, you shall still have it. You shall still possess it. We must place our faith and trust and promise of God not only save us, but to sanctify us. What is God saying, praise God? He wants us to be sanctified. He wants us to come back to the altar. He wants us to come back to get another refill. He wants to bless us that we can bless others. Come on, somebody. And verse 1 tells us that they were all with one accord in one place. In one place. The word is very expressive. It signifies that all their minds, affection, desires, and wishes were consecrated in one object, in one thing. Every man having the same end in view and having but one desire. They had but one prayer to God, and every heart uttered it. And see, this is a hard place sometimes for the church to get back to. Because a lot of people come to the church for all the wrong reasons. We come, amen, hamashekwayadabashanda. Prayer to God, every heart utters it. There was no person uninterested, none unconcerned, none lukewarm. All were in earnest, and in the Spirit of God came down to meet their united faith and prayer. When any assembly of God's people meet in the same spirit, they may expect every blessing they need. The same thing in Acts 1 and 14, where fine, these all continue with one accord and in prayer and in supplication. This word is used, and I begin to look at it as used as like 12 times in the Bible, praise God. The book of Acts, God wants to bring the book of Acts to the church. Here we find a people who were in unity, expecting God to move. Somebody shout with me, I'm going to church. Or whether you be in your home, I'm going to church with one purpose in mind, for another touch of Jesus. See, there's a blessing in unity. They had unity of purpose. They were in unity of one place. They were in unity of persistence. They were in unity of prayer. They received unity of provision. Oh, y'all better talk to me today. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many know that when we come on one accord, God blesses the house of God? We try to figure out things, amen, but God just wants us to come back, amen, praise God. And I believe that, praise God, that when we do fully come back, amen, to the house of God, there are some supernatural things that's going to happen, because now God has put us all on one accord and trying to come back. It's not about my shout. It's not about my tongue. It's not about how I preach. It's not about how I teach. But the Spirit of the living God, when it enters into the house of God or enters into your prayer closet, there is something that takes place. Every time you come before God's presence, there's another impartation. We think that we just read to be reading, but don't you know while you're sitting with the Holy Spirit, amen, amen, praise God, he's ministering to you. We got to get to the point, amen, ha, I don't know, praise God, that we've been so saved so long that we don't think that we can go in and get nothing from God. And come on, somebody, I want you to go back, and I want you to know that when you go back into the presence of God, amen, the next time that you go back into God's presence, you raise your hands up, give God the glory, repent, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, and ask God to do it again, God, do it again, God, do it again. God, I know I lost a little bit along the way, but do it again, God. I lost my joy along the way, but God, do it again, God. I lost my anointing along the way, God, but do it again, Lord God. God, you gave me revelation, God. Something happened, God. Do it again, God. They forgot about their bickering, about who was the greatest among them. And that's where the church needs to get rid of. Who's the greatest prophet? Who's the greatest leader? We can't come together. We got to come together. We got to come together. They forgot about their foolishness and their differences and came together to focus on one thing, and that was God alone. If you want to be sanctified, you are going to have to forget your bitterness and forgive those who have made you bitter. It is time to get into one accord in the upper room. Somebody say, in the upper room, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It reminds me, hallelujah, of a movie I was watching. Oh, Jesus. He said, no, he's going to bust in and start singing the upper room. Well, we need the upper room of spirit. We don't need that upper room, but we need the upper room of spirit, Jesus. We need you to move by your mighty power. We need another anointing upon our lives. Listen, people of God. Just let me go to a song. I'll be right back, and I'm going to finish it up. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen, that I haven't been in the church for a minute, praise God, but I know, praise God, when I get back in the house of God, hallelujah, I got to praise for my God. I don't have to wait till I get there, but it's something about coming into the house of God. Hallelujah. Shake yourself loose. Amen. All right, y'all. It is time to get on one accord in the upper room. Can you imagine what would happen if we could get 120 people in our days to forget about how they've been wrong, come on somebody, how they've been done wrong, and to get on one accord. I know every pastor, praise God, will want to desire, and I know they're praying that God will do something different in the house of God. If we desire to be sanctified, we are going to have a prayerful gathering where we forget about our problems and focus on God. Somebody say focus on God. There was personal commitment. There's a personal commitment. See, we got to have it's a personal thing. Somebody say it's a personal thing. It's a personal thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you could be around somebody and they could talk Jesus, but really not want Jesus the way you want Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you had to have your own personal commitment. When Jesus ascended up into heaven, there was 500 people there when he told them to tarry together until they were filled with the Spirit. But listen, but there were only 120 in the upper room. Apparently, 380 of them chose not to make the personal commitment that was required in order to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on, somebody said, don't miss it, don't miss it, don't miss it. You see, it takes a personal commitment in order to be sanctified. It is not good enough for just your pastor to be sanctified, or your father or your mother. But each one of us must make the choice and make the commitment necessary to receive this second work of grace. Come on. Perhaps one of the saddest scriptures in the Bible is that where the Apostle Paul disclaims, "For Demas has forsaken me, having loved present world, and is departed unto Thessalonia." That's in 2 Timothy 4 and 10. Demas, Paul's friend and fellow laborer, who is mentioned at least twice in the letter of Paul as his friend, had forsaken Paul. Perhaps he decided that the cost was too great, the trials too many, the sacrifice too much in order to serve Christ. He decided the world was more attractive. But can I tell you tonight, the sacrifice is not too great. The trials are not too many. For God is on our side. See, we got to understand that, praise God, that you're going to start off with some people. And some people not going to finish with you. Because you chose a different lifestyle. They don't understand. You try to make somebody understand spiritual things when they're still carnal minded. Sometimes people say, well, Lord, I give up my own purpose and plans and all my own desire, hopes, and ambitions, and I accept thy will for my life, and I give myself my life and utterly give to thee. Oh, come on, somebody. To be thine forever. We got the whole script. I hand over thy keeping all my friendships, all the people whom I love are to take second place in my heart. Fill me and seal me with the Holy Spirit. Work out thy whole will in my life at any cost, now and forever. Come on, somebody. To me, to live is Christ. Amen. But we got to understand that we can tell God all these things, but do we really mean it? We will have to be that committed in order to receive the upper room experience. You know, I thought about Catherine Kuhlman and everybody, you know, Smith Wigglesworth, and, you know, and how they lived and how they gave their life. They didn't want worldly stuff, but they got worldly stuff because God blessed them with worldly stuff. But it's just a point where they got to the point where they literally died to themselves. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Have we literally died to ourselves? I know it's a hard thing for some people to really die, because I remember the Lord said, you know, a lot of times I was going on about my business, amen, and then I get my feelings on my shoulders, praise God, and he said, haven't you died already? And you know, that causes more trials because I'm still reacting. I'm not dead yet. So I can't react, praise God, because now he's doing something different on the inside, and what he wants to do on the inside of us, amen, praise God, we won't react, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we allow things to just roll off our back, because why? We got another impartation of the Holy Spirit now. We're fully committed to God. We are sanctified unto God. I want to live the way God wants me to live. They gave up their lives for the Lord, and Captain Kuhlman said one thing. She said, you know, I know the day that I die. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I know the day that I died. She wanted everything else. If you read about her life, praise God, she went on to marry a man that was not supposed to be with her. Yes, Holy Spirit. And when she did that, praise God, her anointing began to seep, praise God, because the man of God, he didn't want her to do what God has called her to do, praise God. But once she did what God told her to do, and she sacrificed her life, she said, I know the day that I died. I'm not talking about a literal death. I'm talking about the death. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, to the cross. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Sometime, praise God, we got to understand it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost. The oil costs us. Amen. Praise God. We just don't get it easy. Praise God. We have to go through the trials. We have to go through the tribulations. Will you stand for the Lord? Will you go further for the Lord? Would you want the next impartation? Would you want the next yes for the Lord? I know it's a hard thing to do, praise God, but what day did you die? Oh, y'all, I got to close. I got to get ready to close. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. We will have to be committed in order to receive the upper room of spirits. Our prayer must be whatever the cross is. Whatever the cross is, God. Whatever the cross is, I give my life to thee. Desire to be sanctified. Personally, come on, somebody, make the commitment, be sanctified. Each one of them, 120 that were in the upper room that night, had made that personal commitment. No one was focusing or forcing them to do so, but when they did, come on, somebody, I want to notice finally that the provision was given. It was sent. Amen. Praise God. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And yes, Holy Spirit. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like of fire, as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. Yes, Holy Spirit. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you remember the day that you got filled with the Holy Ghost? Praise God. I was walking around. Praise God. Got filled in my bedroom. God filled me on my floor. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Just praying. He filled me. And I was trying to talk to people, and my tongue was still going off. Praise God. Habashanda. God want to do it again. Somebody say, God, do it again. God had promised that he would send another comforter. They had gathered in one accord, and the provision was granted. God does not make a promise he won't keep. Come on, somebody. Church, family, beloved, I believe that we need another Pentecost experience. I believe it's time for our church and come with somebody to band together in unity and seek God. I believe it's time to band together unity and declare just whose side we are on. The world in which we live is quickly approaching a time of divine judgment. Y'all gonna talk to me today. A time when the Lord will make the ultimate pronunciation. Amen. An announcement. Praise God. A blessing upon those who have stood with him. Oh, come on, somebody. Are you ready for the blessing to overflow? Praise God. Are you ready for God to pour in? Are you ready? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And of condemnation upon those who have stood against him. As the old age spiritual battle between good and evil draws even closer to its preordained, praise God. It is like that, praise God. It's because it's essential that the soldiers of Christ display their banner and declare their loyalty. The world must know whose side we are on. Joshua instructed the people to choose whose side they were on. But as for him and his house, oh, come on, somebody. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. He was determined to serve the Lord. How about you? Have you been riding on the fence of spiritually speaking? The carnal nature will try to cause you to be spiritual fence riders. Come on, somebody. But like Joshua, we must let the world know whose side we are on. The tales is told of the soldiers. Yes, Holy Spirit. In the Civil War, who simply could not make up his mind which side of the conflict he supported. So here in the war, he went and did this. So he dressed in blue coat and gray pants and walked down the center of the battlefield confident, come on somebody, of his approval by both sides. Come on. And was immediately shot by both sides. Why? Because he couldn't decide where he belonged. Are you ready to lean on the Lord's side? Jesus tells us we can't be fence riders when the issue involves a matter of eternal consequences. We must choose. You are either with me, he said, or against me, our Lord declares. But you cannot be both. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, I can't be both. I got to be on the Lord's side. Somebody say, it's on the Lord's side. It's on the Lord's side where I'm going to be blessed. It's on the Lord's side, where he's going to endow me with a new anointing. It's on the Lord's side that he's going to take care of my family. It's on the Lord's side. Do you think God is going to bless you spiritually and not bless you in all other ways? He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else is going to be added unto you. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are soldiers in Christ. It is time for us to stand bravely before the enemy and declare our loyalty in a loud, clear voice. After all, we are on the winning side. So people of God, beloved of God, church, why don't we band together and seek God for a fresh outpouring of his presence in our own hearts and our lives and the families of our own, of our loved ones. Amen. Praise God. Hamashiach. Yes, Holy Ghost. So we thank God today for his word. And I pray. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, that you were blessed today. As we begin to band together in unity to seek his face until he does, in fact, rend heaven and come down upon us. Now, what I'm going to say, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it again. Come on, give God some praises. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for his word today. I thank God that I was able to finish the word today because anybody know I've been sick for a whole week. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God allowed me to get this word out And I know that he's going to bless you. I know that he's going to bless your house. And I know, praise God, as you go back into his presence again, yes, Holy Spirit, he that panteth at the water brook, I hear you, God. Oh, glory to God. You shall be filled. Come on, somebody say, I shall be filled. But as I get ready to go back into his presence again, oh, come on, somebody, you got to go into repentance. Go in with thanksgiving. Ask God to do it again. And I guarantee you, if you keep on going back and you keep going before the Lord, you watch my God, my Shekwoyadadabashanda. You watch the God of heaven pour upon you. You watch your eyes be open, Yekotoboshanda. You watch your ears be open, yes, Holy Spirit, and your feet will walk on ground that you never thought that you would walk on in the name of Jesus. I'm decreeing it over your life, praise God, but I believe and I trust God that when we die to ourselves, that something new will take place. So I thank and I praise God for the greatness and what he's doing. I thank God for all that he is doing and say it, amen, praise God. Can I just go to a call and do y'all want to say something, amen, praise God, because I'm getting ready to close out, amen. I can look on the board, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I'm great close. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God. We're going to just keep on going. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of you. Amen. If you'd like to be a blessing to the ministry, amen. Praise God. We are rebuilding. We are going to upgrade, amen, the radio show. Praise God. So if you'd like to be a blessing, our Cash App, you could call me, praise God, 302-883-9799. We want to continue in the work of the Lord. There's many things that I have in my heart to do, and I can use the help from you. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God on today, and we give God the glory. I'm going to pray out, and I pray that you was blessed on today, and thank you for coming on. Don't forget tomorrow night, amen, praise God, Bishop Thurman A. Butler will be on, amen, at 6 p.m., Undisputed Truth, amen, praise God, and he always come with a great word, so we thank and praise God, and don't forget on our Sunday morning, I'm on, amen, you'll be on with Apostle McNeil. I'm on at 9 a.m. Right now, this is our time, praise God. So don't forget, amen, log on. We can use the support, and I know that people are getting blessed, so if you want to share the radio show number, amen, that's a part of evangelism. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Somebody say, do it again, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for the outpouring of your spirit here tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as you have blessed us on today, I pray that the word, God, will go out with power and authority, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless each and every one under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, bless their ministries. God, bless their homes. Bless their children. Bless their finances, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, and help us along the way. God, make every crooked place straight in our lives, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to say thank you. We praise you. We glorify you and we lift you up. Until next time, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good night.